So let's talk about how we stay on track when we're trying to do these big things that we've been talking about, like change our relationship with food, have a paradigm shift about what we eat, change our attitudes about our health. Those are really, really big things. And those things are bigger than learning how to count 30 carbs. That's a small task. The big task is how do we do this, make this life change?
That is what I think might have been missing. I kind of had an aha moment when I was putting this T-School together. You were instrumental in that. Is that I think anybody can go on a diet. I think anybody can lose weight. I think anybody can learn to exercise. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like it, but learn to exercise, learn the value of it. But then, guess what? We're human. Mm-hmm. So the thing that I think that's really critical that I hope to bring to everybody in this program, which is a little bit different this time, is the idea that this is a practice. Mm-hmm. Everybody says lifestyle. What does that mean? Lifestyle means, yeah, it's a lifestyle. I mean, we know what that means. But actually, a lifestyle only is created out of our habits, out of our choices, and out of our practice. Mm-hmm. So what I think is really exciting is that we are turning a lot more attention and energy to the idea of practicing what we learn. And I've just been changing my life recently with a book that you recommended to me called The Miracle Morning. It's by Hal Elrod. Is that correct?
Elrod?
Elrod.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is a great book. It is also required reading for T-Schools because I want everybody, whether they end up using this practice or not, I want everybody to know that it exists mm-hmm. and that the power of this practice is really, truly amazing in a very, very short time. Mm-hmm. So you want to tell them how you do it or what you took from it?
Yeah, what I took from this book is really something that you can find in other books that have been written over the last few decades. And they all kind of teach the same concept in a different way. But the way this author does it, I think, is he packages it really nicely into a really easy process of saying, okay, how do we start our day reminding ourselves of what we want to do that day? And shift our focus to those things that matter every day. Because we all know how easy it is to get on the treadmill and really just kind of keep up with your day rather than deciding what you're going to do with your day. And those things are very, very different. Sometimes making the choice to prepare a better meal, that may only take 3 or 4 more minutes than what you were going to do before. But when you actually remind yourself every day, today I am choosing to invest my energy in this different meal choice, in this different attitude, in this different activity. By reminding yourself of that every day with this process, it keeps you on track and it really works. It really does.
I think it really works because when you get up in the morning, you've got some time. How you use it is a huge choice. Mm-hmm. And if you start with making the first choice to put your intention first, then I think that's half the battle.
Yeah.
It makes me more aware of where my energy wants to go that day, what kind of person I want to be to my friends, my family, my coworkers. It makes me feel invested in being of service to other people, which makes me feel really good. And it also makes me feel like, gosh, this is my life. What am I doing with it? Do I want to feed my body crap? Do I want to think crappy things? Do I want to listen to my inner critic all the time?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And the biggest thing that I think about with this process is, for me, let's say my goal was I want to lose X amount of weight in this period of time. That would be a part of my process. But another part of my process would be, what part of my life is lacking to where I'm feeding my emotions, that I'm focusing my addiction on something that's hurting me and I can't stop? What else do I need to repair to be successful at this weight loss process? Because I can remind myself every day that I need to eat better, but if I still hate my job, if I still have a negative relationship with my children, if I still am constantly in conflict or I'm consuming media that's detrimental to me, whatever it is, if I don't choose to shift those things, then the overeating is just a symptom that I still haven't targeted. So I think that focusing on those food choices is part of it. But if you don't look at your whole person and say, okay, what do I need to be happy? And yes, I want to be this weight, but also what else do I need to be happy? Because if I arrive at that weight and all these other things are terrible, then I'm just going to do something else to numb that discomfort in my life.
You hit it. That's exactly what I think we all do. And I really think at the root of this, without getting too ooey gooey about this, is that I really think if we don't take time to put ourselves a little bit first, first thing in the morning is a great time to do it because it sets the tone for the rest of the day. But just if you listen to the inner voice sometimes, I think it's a terrible diet.
Yeah.
It's a terrible diet.
Yeah.
We would never say half the things to a friend or anyone, even a stranger, that we have the compunction or just the bad habit of saying to ourselves mentally. So I think the whole issue of practice is just getting up in the morning saying whatever it is, 6 minutes, an hour, whatever time you have. We're going to detail this for you in the AMIN program. But just taking some time to say, okay, this is who I want to be. This is the choices I want to make today. This is what makes me happy. This is what I know that makes me unhappy. Where am I going to invest my time?
Mm-hmm.
It just is a huge shift in how you see the world and how you be in the world.
Yeah.
And no amount of dieting or exercising, I know from experience, will change how you feel about yourself. And you've got to take a little time for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that putting some of those action steps into your daily routine and saying, okay, what things do I need to do to feel good about myself, to feel good about my life? What things could I be doing to feel successful? And they could be very small things. I've shared with you, one of my big successes is making time in the morning after I do my morning routine to do an art lesson with my 7-year-old. It takes me 5 minutes. We sit down, we watch a YouTube tutorial on how to draw a cartoon sea monster. And we do it together, and it doesn't take very long. But at the end, I think I did a good job. I was a good mom just then. We had a good moment. And I could do an affirmation every morning and say, I'm a good mother. But I don't know how much I'm going to believe it unless I take those steps and prove it to myself and say, I make time to cultivate this interest in my child. That I think, and we all have those things, that will keep me from needing to medicate myself with food later when I think, I wish I made more time for my kids.
Absolutely. And the process of saying like affirmations or having a vision board or visualizing or whatever, all those things are great. But like you just said, unless there's action behind it, they're not going to work.
Yeah. So we use those affirmations and then we say, okay, what do I do to get there? And part of the Miracle Morning process, he says, don't just make your affirmations, but visualize what steps it's going to take to get there. So I am a good mother, that may be an affirmation, but when I visualize it, it's following these processes. So that piece of it, I think, is really important. Is what does it take to get there?
Right. So the practice is a process.
Yeah.
And I think people like, I don't think they might think about this, oh my God, I don't want to get up any earlier in the morning. I'm tired. You know, this is another habit they're asking me to change. You know, what do they want from me? But basically it's a gift.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it is a gift. And I'm very excited about it. I want to share it with people and I'll talk to anybody about it because I think it's important. But I also want to say that if you don't totally get into it, and that's okay, but you do have a process for keeping your practice present by using your T-School journal. It's a very, very powerful thing. Lots of research, even just for the weight loss component, shows that you'll be 50% more successful.
Wow.
If you keep a journal. It's very empowering to watch your progress through the pages. And the way we set up this journal, it's really simple. It's very straightforward and it's very practical to use. You basically have a weekly overview of where you set your intentions for the week and your goals. And we work in threes, not fives and tens. Give me three targets that I want to work on. And then there's a daily journal that you can keep track of your exercise and your food, of course, because we're dealing with that. But also, you know, what did you do nice for somebody today?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do a random act of kindness? Did you smile at somebody? I mean, that's a fun thing to do. Sometimes they don't smile back, but I don't take it personal anymore. And then at the end of the week, it's always nice to see, how did I do this week? You know, look back 7 days and say, hey, how did I do with my goals? And the goals should be manageable and real life, and it's nice. And then, of course, there's a place in there as well for just keeping track of your goals or your action steps or just your brain dump. If you just couldn't get everything done, there's a place for that as well. So that's great. Also, you know, assessments. You can't underestimate the value and the power of doing your assessments every 3 weeks. And there's a place in that for that as well. So progress is great.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what this process looks like. So the SAVERS acronym is Hal Elrod recommends you follow this process. So you start with silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing or writing. So that is a guideline that's very easy to remember, but it might not work exactly with how you work. So you want to find a way to modify that process according to what works for you. So for me, for example, I would rather have silence or meditation after exercise. So I want to move that to after the exercise routine. I would rather do affirmations and visualization at the same time, which is fine. That's easy to do. And I like to do my writing immediately after I read, do the exercise at the end, and include my kids with exercise. So that works for me. That's a way that I've modified it according to kind of how my brain works and how I work. I like to make the writing portion a little longer and just do whatever it takes for it to feel like my system. But I still think it's a great acronym to remember. And actually, every morning when I do it, I still kind of go through my head and say, okay, SAVERS, what is all that? Did I remember to do everything? I think it's a great system.
I do too. And I'll tell you what I've done. And I'm going to put a lot of these resources up on our members page for you guys too. I like to make it simple and easy because I want people to have a head start and not feel like it's another chore. For the way I do it is I like to get up and I like to do silence first, because when I'm waking up, I'm kind of silent anyway. So when I do my silence, I actually do a guided meditation, and I've got lots of resources and apps to make it really, really simple for you to do it. I just finished the 21-day meditation challenge with Deepak Chopra and Oprah, which was great. But there's, you know, you can pick your own way to do silence, but I love that. It gets me quiet and thoughtful for the day. My affirmations, I have another app that I use called Think Up. And the science behind affirmation is that even if you don't believe it, if you are feeding your subconscious mind those positive current I am thoughts and words, it can make a difference if you back it up with action, because it maybe will shift your attention to your world and make the choices more simple for you to make. This app is great because you can use your own music, whatever you like, and use your own voice. And there's no more powerful thing for your affirmations than having the affirmation in your own voice. So I've created a series of affirmations that I chose based on my goals. They make it really simple with the Think Up app. And I listen to it in the car, or, you know, I just said, sometimes when I'm just at home working, I'll just have it on, I'll listen to it. And now I know them so well, I'm saying them with it. It just makes me feel really good. Super simple. I think it's super effective from how I feel already about it. My visualization when I'm doing my exercise is when I will do my visualization. So if I'm riding my bike or doing a morning stretch, I'll just do my visualization kind of based on my silence meditation. You can also do your exercise to your affirmations. That's a great way to combine those. And my reading, I usually do at a separate time because I really like to sit down and read. I don't want to like say, oh, I have 5 minutes to read. And I have so much now that I want to read, because this has opened me to a whole new practice of reading too. Yeah, I like to take a little time for that. So I usually do that in the afternoons or evenings. And then writing, I do every day. So I usually start with writing in the morning just to kind of make my intention for the day a little bit more real, just the process of actually writing it down, whatever my goals are for those, and I try to keep them really simple. Mainly it is to be healthy, kind, and respectful. If I can do those three things, pretty much everything will fall else in line. And if you're healthy, if you practice good health, and you practice respect, and you're kind to people, the day is really simple and really easy and really rewarding.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
That's great.
So the AM, I am practice is just really these principles. I'm not inventing it. I just kind of named it something fun. And you can take up to, you know, 10 minutes on each thing or 1 minute on each thing. But then the thing is, you can combine them. You can make it your own practice, but it's a gift that you actually give yourself. And I think, like you're doing with your family, you're giving it, you're paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
It affects your whole world.
Yeah, I take that hour for myself every morning, and somehow I'm finding more and more time for the people and the things that matter every day. And I'm pretty maxed out on how much time I have in a day, but spending that hour to refocus, I'm finding the time. And one of the things that you said while you were talking about your meditation program is, you know, thinking about what we're thinking each day and kind of paying attention to that. I think it's a really important point. If you really spend your day, so I want you to spend your day today thinking about everything that gets fed to your mind kind of passively, whether you're reading a Facebook feed or you're watching TV, watching a movie, listening to the radio, whatever it is, reading a billboard, whatever you're doing that's passively fed into your brain, I want you to pay attention to how many hours or minutes that is in your day. And think about how many minutes or hours you're spending purposely putting those thoughts into your head about what your beliefs are, what your values are, what your attitudes are, what's beautiful, what's valuable. And think about that, because I guarantee you the messages that are fed into your brain throughout the day are probably not what you think is beautiful, valuable, important, worth your time, worth your money, worth your energy. And if you could just spend a part of your day countering that and reminding yourself, that pair of shoes is nice, but what's valuable to me is my family, my time, and what I do with my body and having a long life and experiencing all the things that I want to experience. That's what matters to me. The conflict that you read about, if you like to read social media sites or websites or whatever, if you really have the energy for that, spend that energy focusing on the conflicts in your own life that you need to resolve. You know, don't comment on somebody else's. Who cares? So I think we really need to think about that hour as investing in our mental diet. So, you know, not having the rest of our day being a mental diet of processed crap. Just the same with our food. We need to pay attention to what we're starting our day with and then continue from there.
I totally, totally agree with you. And that's what I'm talking about as far as a paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. I love what you said about just that we become passive. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't even think about all the junk that goes into our brains every day just because we think it's normal.
Yeah.
I think this is really empowering to say it doesn't have to be your world. You get to create your world. You don't have to react to it.
Yeah.
And if you just take this time, I know I'm sounding really passionate about it because I am. It is a shift in thinking. It's a shift in belief. And it's also where you start. If you're not going to believe in yourself and take care of yourself, there's no way you can practice anything.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping you guys will read the book, make it your own personal AMIM practice, and just give yourself, 6-10 minutes to start with, whatever you can do. And if you need help with the apps to make it easier, all of that can be found on the member site. And I want to help you with this.
And I think that if you think about this as more like a 3-week or I think he says 30-day mm-hmm. experiment, just try it. If you, at the end of it, you can say that was 30 hours or 15 hours or whatever you ended up spending in a month. That was just such an epic waste of my life that I can't believe that I did it. And even though maybe it could refocus my life in this really positive way, also maybe it could be the worst waste of time of my life. And at the end of it, I am free to tell everyone that, but maybe it will make all the difference. And if you think that it's possible that maybe it could change your life and maybe make everything better, then give it a try. Do the 30-day challenge and see if it makes your life better.
I think that's a really good invitation, a really good way to look at it, because I spent 30 hours doing a lot of other things.
A lot of other things that do not make your life better.
Okay, well, do it.